a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 57 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Another case of the new COVID-19 variant has been detected, this time closer to Utah. Since finding the new Omicron variant in California yesterday, Colorado and Minnesota have also detected the variant. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says they think the woman is the only case in the state.
Just moments ago, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment confirmed the first Colorado case of the Omicron variant. It is somebody who just traveled to Southern Africa and returned. She is experiencing mild symptoms and is isolating at home. She was vaccinated but had not been boosted.
He adds Colorado tests wastewater for COVID, and they haven't detected the Omicron variant yet. Scientists say there's actually a benefit to Omicron being in the U.S. because now they have an actual sample of it. ABC's Alex Stone has details from Los Angeles.
Until now, U.S. labs haven't had an actual sample of Omicron to work with, but with cases in the U.S., that is changing. At UC San Francisco, Dr. Charles Chu's lab found the first case in the U.S. He says now they can use that sample of the variant to begin studying how it spreads. Is it more dangerous? And can it evade vaccines?
What we do is we are able to culture the virus and grow it.
But getting answers to what the variant can do could still be weeks away. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
COVID-19 tests have just become more accessible. ABC's Karen Travers explains if people with insurance could get a reimbursement under new protocols from President Biden.
The White House says they're going to have 50 million at-home tests that will be sent out to 20,000 sites around the country where they can be handed out for free. Now, they haven't explained how that would stop the insured Americans from going to one of those places to just pick it up and make it a lot easier. But that is going to take some time. And this is still a big concern that this country lags European countries in terms of the convenience and the cost and accessibility of getting rapid tests.
The new order is part of a series of steps the White House announced today to help combat the spread of COVID, especially as it gets colder outside and people move indoors. Longtime state legislator Paul Ray is stepping down to take a new position with the Department of Health and Human Services. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. And Paul, what's the response been like?
Maria, some political analysts say high-ranking departures like this will always raise questions. University of Utah political science professor Tim Chambliss says people will want to know how Ray got the new job, whether he used his relationships on the Hill to get it, and if there were more competent candidates. However, whether it's ethical or not, Chambliss says it is legal to serve as a lobbyist even while serving as a lawmaker. He says being a legislator is a part-time job, and lawmakers may have to lobby for the companies that they work for as their full-time job. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we are following this hour. Leaders in Congress on both sides of the aisle are scrambling to prevent a government shutdown this weekend. They say they've agreed on a deal that would fund the government into February, but a handful of conservative senators are blocking a new spending bill over funding for vaccine mandates. At our weekly news conference today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Republicans of being anti-science.
How do they explain to the public that they're shutting down government because they don't want people to get vaccinated?
The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also said on Fox News today, shutting down the government would be a bad idea. Intermountain Healthcare is pausing requirements for employees to get COVID vaccines. The news comes after a federal judge blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Intermountain and Mountain Star Healthcare will hold off on a mandate until there is clear direction from the courts. University of Utah Health says they will continue to require vaccines until there's more direction from state leaders. Consumer confidence in Utah went down last month, but local economists are optimistic. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda has details.
A study from the Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah said that consumer confidence dipped in November from a month before. Despite the dip, overall confidence in the state was above the national average. Juliette Tennert, the chief economist at the institute, says inflation and other factors affected how consumers spent.
Knowing what we know about what's happening with the supply chain and inflation pressures and prices increasing, and so of course, that hits consumer pocketbooks.
Even though they had lower confidence, Tennert says the report shows consumers in Utah were still favorable about the state's economy as a whole. Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports. UVU men's basketball team pulled off one of the biggest upsets in school history last night in Orem when they took down 12th-ranked BYU in overtime. BYU insider Mitch Harper explains how UVU got away with the upset.
BYU struggled. BYU was dealing with some injuries. They had an illness through the team where they were all battling. Some of the players were dealing with a cold. It was kind of the perfect storm for UVU, and credit to them and Mark Madsen for that team. They defensively put the clamps on BYU and came away with a huge win.
He adds there's a good chance BYU will win their road game against Missouri this weekend. KSL News Time, 3:05. Ricky Meese, any major traffic problems?
Yeah, Maria, remember the accident that we had in the noon hour on Bangor Highway? Well, they have had to close all northbound traffic. Northbound Bangor Highway just after the 201 junction at 1820 South. While they repair the traffic light that was hit in that area. So, drivers, you got to avoid that spot and use an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up next in Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, Jeff is talking about the CDC's recommendations for keeping your pets safe during the pandemic. Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News is up next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.